Lesson 22. Run, ran, run. Some players are so successful that they run for years on end. Some plays are so successful that they run for years on end. Jim's was a one-man show and he ran it brilliantly. The play ran for 2 consecutive years in Broadway. Lines. In many ways, this is unfortunate for the poor actors who are required to go on repeating the lines night after night. Perhaps the most famous line in Shakespeare's is, "To be or not to be." Actors are likely to freeze on the stage when they forget their lines. Part. One would expect them to know their parts by heart and never have cause to falter. Have you learned your parts yet? Such parts are often considered to be thankless and unrewarding. Falter. Trembling with shock, she managed to falter out a few words of thanks. He is not likely to falter on such an occasion. Cast. Cast. A famous actor in a highly successful play was once cast in the role of an aristocrat who had been imprisoned in the Bastille for 20 years. The director cast me as a mad scientist. An unknown boy was cast in the leading role. Role. He prefers to play comic roles. Once more, she was aware that the role of scapegoat had fallen to her. Aristocrat. Anna Christie was a born aristocrat. Can't you see he just wants to play the aristocrat? Imprison. Another picture shows Danae in the Brazen Tower, in which her father had imprisoned her. Gatsby was overwhelmingly aware of the youth and mystery that wealth imprisons and preserves. Bastille. Jailer. In the last act, a jailer would always come onto the stage with a letter which he would hand to the prisoner. The jailer, though insignificant, was generally agreed to be the most successful part in the play. The kind jailer agreed to post the letter for the prisoner. Colleague. One night, the jailer decided to play a joke on his colleague to find out if, after too many performances, he had managed to learn the contents of the letter by heart. My colleagues read the communique with astonishment rather than excitement. Candid advice to the president by his colleagues is inhibited. Curtain. The curtain went up on the final act of the play and revealed the aristocrat sitting alone behind bars in his dark cell. The curtain is up when the audience enters the theatre. As the curtain rises, a garden is seen on the stage. Reveal. The curtain was raised to reveal a darkened stage. The porter held the lantern and revealed the face of Dr. Rubber. Cell. The policeman threatened to lock him up in the dark cell if he didn't come out with the information. He was first confined to a cell. Blank. It was simply a blank sheet of paper. My mind went blank. His face is quite blank. Squint. Then, squinting his eyes, he said, "The light is dumb. The light is dim. Read the letter to me." The sun was so bright that I had to squint. He took careful aim, squinting down the rifle barrel. Dim. The second picture contained for foreground only the dim peak of a hill, with grass and leaves slanting as if by a breeze. Instead of a dim glow, we now see countless stars. Sire. Finding that he could not remember a word of the letter either, the jailer replied, "The light is indeed dim, sire. I must get my glasses." Sire, do I have your permission to withdraw? The people await you, sire. Proceed. Much to the aristocrat's amusement, the jailer returned a few moments later with a pair of glasses and the usual copy of the letter, which he proceeded to read to the prisoner. I thank you kindly, but will still proceed. The student paused to consult his notes, and then proceeded with his questions. Lesson 23. Poison. One man's meat is another man's poison. Don't just put your name on your stuff. Anything labelled Simon's milk, do not touch, gets emptied immediately. Instead, affix to your carton a large orange label bearing the legend, Poison. They hate each other like poison. Illogical. People become quite illogical when they try to decide what can be eaten and what cannot be eaten. Many of his arguments are illogical. The candidate was defeated in the debate, not because his arguments were illogical, but because he lacked the charisma of his antagonist. Octopus. If you lived in the Mediterranean, for instance, you would consider octopus a great delicacy. Octopuses vary greatly in size. The smallest is about 5 centimeters long, while the largest species may grow to 5.4 meters in length. When endangered, octopuses eject an inky substance which is used as a screen. Delicacy. Caviar is a great delicacy. The monkey was busy catching fleas on himself and biting each one carefully between his teeth, as if it were a delicacy. Repulsive. You would not be able to understand why some people find it repulsive. Toads and snakes are repulsive to many people. He stared at his conversationalist as one might stare at some strange repulsive animal. Stomach. On the other hand, your stomach would turn at the idea of frying potatoes in animal fat. I don't think I can ever live comfortably abroad, for I have a most patriotic stomach. An army travels on its stomach. Turn. Fatty food turns my stomach. Don't tell me about any more of the horror film. You are making my stomach turn. Fry. Fry the steak for 5 minutes and then turn it and fry the other side. The eggs are frying in the pan. Fat. The fat in the fryer had heated all right. Our body cells require many substances, such as iron, certain vitamins, and fats. Abuse. No creature has received more praise and abuse than the common garden snail. Such abuse does Denise more good than vitamins. The gardener shouted abuse at the boy for stealing his peaches. Snail. The shell of a snail is carried on its back and its eyes are on long stems. Dear me, can't you walk quicker? A snail by comparison is supersonic. Luxury. Cooked in wine, snails are a great luxury in various parts of the world. In general, most less developed countries attempt to tax luxuries. Breakfast in bed is a luxury I haven't had for years. Associate. There are countless people who, ever since their early years, have learned to associate snails with food. She cannot help associating the house with a scene of violent death. I associate his queer temper with his unhappy childhood. Despise. My friend Robert lives in a country where snails are despised. At the time, Clyde despised those among his classmates who were finding their pleasures in dancing, wine, and cigarettes. Rachel had come to despise the girl with whom she had shared a flat. Appeal. The idea never appealed to me very much. Does the idea of investing in food colouring appeal to you? This film appeals to all above three. Shower. One day, after a heavy shower, I happened to be walking in my garden when I noticed a huge number of snails taking a stroll on some of my prize plants. A shower of rain poured down upon us, each drop stinging like a hailstone. The weather was sweet and warm. The grass, as green as showers and sun, could make it. Stroll. She went out for a stroll on the beach. Shall we take a stroll about the room? Impulse. Acting on a sudden impulse, I collected several dozen, put them in a paper bag, and took them to Robert. Irvin was a man of impulse, a poet. On an impulse, he kicked some sand into Richie's hole. Dozen. He recited a dozen instances. It is six of one and half a dozen of the other. Fancy. I did not fancy the idea and reluctantly followed Robert out of the room. Don't you fancy anything? I don't fancy swimming in such weather. Lesson 24. Skeleton. A skeleton in the cupboard. The quiet streets stretched out on either side like the arms of a skeleton. The poor old man was just a skeleton. Seemingly. We often read in novels how a seemingly respectable person or family has some terrible secret which has been concealed from strangers for years. Any seemingly viable proposition will be tested by market research. The negotiations had come to a seemingly unbreakable deadlock. Respectable. She was under a respectable roof and among kind, though rough, people. He put on the only respectable hat he had. Conceal. In the midst of her grief and tears, she was yet careful to conceal the news from her children. I observed that they both appeared to conceal themselves. Vivid. The English language possesses a vivid saying to describe this sort of situation. That episode was still so vivid to her. She made a vivid description of her tour. Dramatic. At some dramatic moment in the story, the terrible secret becomes known and a reputation is ruined. A long term of imprisonment and a dramatic escape had not daunted his fighting spirit. New York Times, in a front-page story, called the firing one of the most dramatic shake-ups in the history of the Ford Company. Jimmy had ruined everything. One man's mental blackout ruined the last hope of two nations. Heroin. The reader's hair stood on end when he read in the final pages of the novel that the heroine, a dear old lady who had always been so kind to everybody, had in her youth poisoned every one of her five husbands. The sea stories are sometimes weakened by the necessity for a heroine. In the movie The Color Purple, the actress, Whoopi Goldberg, plays the heroine. Fiction. It is all very well for such things to occur in fiction. He was especially interested in splitting atoms, which at that point seemed still in the realm of science fiction. Truth is often stranger than fiction. Varying. To varying degrees, we all have secrets which we do not want even our closest friends to learn. But few of us have skeletons in the cupboard. Both sisters are fastidious, only in varying degrees. He has got used to her varying moods. Medicine. George studied medicine in his youth. Modern medicine can cure many diseases that used to kill many people. Medicine is always a little behind illness. Guest room. George showed me to the guest room, which, he said, was rarely used. Oddly enough, the family preferred to live in the guest room. In the spring cleaning, Mother forgot about the three guest rooms upstairs. Unpack. He told me to unpack my things and then come down to dinner. She unpacked the novels she had brought with her and turned them over. 42 medium-range nuclear missiles are being unpacked. Stack. After I had stacked my shirts and underclothes in 2 empty drawers, I decided to hang one of the 2 suits I had brought with me in the cupboard. The goods are specially packaged so that they stack easily. The workers stack the bricks up against the wall. Underclothes. Cotton underclothes are good for the skin. The lace on the underclothes had become loose. Drawer. The key is in the top drawer of my desk. She emptied the drawer, but the letter was not there. Petrify. I opened the cupboard door and then stood in front of it, petrified. Everyone is petrified with terror. The monster in the film petrified the baby. Dangle. A skeleton was dangling before my eyes. What is that dangling above your head? He saw Edna passing with a sewing kit dangling from her arm. Sway. The sudden movement of the door made it sway slightly, and it gave me the impression that it was about to leap out at me. A wind swayed the willows. The senator tried to sway the president's opinion in favor of new immigration laws. Unsympathetic. But George was unsympathetic. He dismissed the event with a most unsympathetic shrug. By nature, he is not an unsympathetic man. Medical. You forgot that I was a medical student once upon a time. She visited the local medical clinic for a flu shot. He has to have a medical exam before going abroad.